If I speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, but don't have a profound thoughtfulness and unselfish concern for other believers, regardless of their circumstances or station in life, growing out of God's love for me, then I have become only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, just an annoying distraction. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains, but have never learned to reach out to others in love, then I am nothing. And if I were to be so generous as to give away everything I own to feed the poor and surrender my body to be burned without the pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. That's 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. The verses I just read were from 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3, but they weren't from only one translation. As I read over and meditated the whole chapter in various translations, I found a deeper, fuller, clearer meaning by pulling from each one and then rewriting the verses. Though I won't go into it here, I have struggled most of my life with the idea of love. I just couldn't feel it. I couldn't see it. And because of, again, some childhood trauma that I won't go into here, I've wondered if I'd ever be able or capable or worthy of love. I share more about that story in the email that went out this month. So if you aren't on the fix list and you'd like to get that email, reach out to me here or click the link down below. It's rose@beneaththefigtree.org. So verse 4 in the Passion Translation starts out, "Love is large." And because of that, I don't think we'll ever fully comprehend it. In fact, it's so large that God spends the whole Bible showing us his love. According to the Blue Letter Bible, the word love appears in the NIV translation 574 times in 526 verses. And in the NLT version, it's 645 times in 575 verses. That's a lot of love. Understanding love is a lifelong pursuit that won't end until we get to heaven, but it's a worthy quest with great treasures along the way. Though the Bible is filled with scripture about love, I wanted to do something a little bit different with our scripture cultivations this month. Rather than curating a collection of verses from throughout the Bible, I want to encourage you to really till and amend the soil well with the nutrients found in what many call the love chapter. That's 1 Corinthians 13. May I encourage you to approach these verses with fresh eyes, to dig deep and let them dig deep into you. Here are some ways that we can do that. First, we're going to take a look at the verses in multiple translations. So in the scripture that I read at the beginning of this video, I actually pulled from the Amplified Version, the New Living Translation, the New International Version, and the Passion Translation. There's just so much there. If you'll really explore the different versions, it's worth the time to do some hunting. Then the next thing we're going to do is ask Holy Spirit what he wants to reveal to you in those verses. Pay attention to the words or the phrases that tug at you. Maybe even write and rewrite the verses that Holy Spirit highlights to you. And lastly, we're going to make the scriptures personal. And you can do that a couple of ways. One, by doing what I did with the scripture that I read at the beginning of the video, where I pulled pieces from different translations to get a fuller picture. Or you can exchange your name for the word love whenever you see it in the verses. It might look a little something like this. Rose, or love, Rose is gentle and consistently kind to all. She refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Rose does not brag about her own achievements nor inflate her own importance. It's just a really great way to personalize the scripture, put yourself in it, and help it come to life in your own world. So if you want to dig in with us, click the link down below for the fix list, and I'll send you our scripture cultivations list for this month. And if you're not sure what scripture cultivations are, well, they're a little bit like a scripture reading plan or a scripture writing plan, but more. So the whole purpose of Beneath the Fig Tree is to help you cultivate a devotional life that you love. As your devotional life mentor, my mission is to give you lots of different tools and ideas and inspiration so you can experiment and find what works best for you in this season of your life. So, rather than give you a list and say, okay, here you go, write these verses or read these verses, I want to give you lots of different ways that you can engage with the Word. And a safe place to explore without guilt or fear or shame. So, after you print off those scripture cultivation plan each month, join us over in the Fix Community Facebook group. That's where I often will go live and we can cultivate the verses together, or I'll let you in behind the scenes of my own devotional life. And you can join in the conversation with all the other figs who are doing the scripture cultivations together or just sharing their devotional life, even if it's not your scripture cultivations. So you don't have to be following the plan to join us over in the community. Also, make sure to hit the red subscribe button and then click that little bell so you'll get notified when each new video comes out at the beginning of the month. All right, we'll see you soon, figs.